For more than a month now, you may have noticed that area grocery stores have bags and bags of candy. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Snickers, bite-sized Kit Kat bars, Hershey's Kisses. And if you want to know just how much candy we buy for Halloween, a good place to start is with a phone call to the National Confectioners Association in Washington, D.C.
Thank you for calling the National Confectioners Association. Visit us on the web at www.candyusa.com.
Please hold while your call is transferred.
Susan Whiteside is a spokeswoman for the NCA, the trade group that represents most of the candy and chocolate manufacturers in the U.S. The NCA also represents the companies that make and sell the equipment, the ingredients, and supplies used to make candy. She says annual sales of candy in the U.S. hover around $32 billion. That's billion with a B, like in Baby Ruth. Halloween is the peak selling season for the industry.
How critical is Halloween to the candy industry?
Well, seasonal sales in general are extremely important to the candy industry. Somewhere between 25 and 50% of all sales are based on those four selling seasons that are important to candy, and those are in order of their size: Halloween, Easter, Christmas, and Valentine's Day. Of course, since Halloween is the largest of those holidays, it is extremely important to confectioners and to retailers. Halloween candy merchandising begins at the end of August. It certainly ramps up in September. October is the biggest month. The period of time in the last 2 weeks is very critical.
Is it pretty clear what's the favorite candy to hand out at Halloween?
Chocolate, for sure. We did a seasonal survey this year. We asked Americans what their favorite Halloween treat is. 72% of Americans said that it was some kind of chocolate. So obviously that is important to think about when you're stocking your candy bowl for the trick-or-treaters.
Do you like chocolate?
I love chocolate. Of course, I also love non-chocolate candy and gum as well. When I'm stocking my own candy bowl for Halloween, I try to think about who is going to come to my door and what they might like. My neighborhood happens to have a lot of younger kids, and so I don't want to avoid non-chocolate and gum in my candy bowls because young kids actually really like lollipops and bubble gum and chewy candies. So I try to make sure that I have those things to offer as well. I enjoy eating them, even though I do prefer chocolate, I have to admit.
Are we in the golden age of candy in the United States?
I'm not sure that I would refer to it as the golden age of candy because I think that there were great periods of time in candy's history. I think there will be great periods of time to come. It's an interesting time in the candy industry because of the artisanal candy makers, chocolate makers, and filler all across the United States in virtually every community who are doing some really interesting and almost experimental things in terms of flavor pairings, and I do love that. But, of course, it's hard not to also connect the wonderful history of candy with the turn of the century. So many immigrant families were starting candy companies in the United States. Many of those candy companies are still around today, sometimes third, fourth, or fifth generation chocolatiers or candy makers staffing them. So I think we've always had a pretty rich history. I think we will continue to have that kind of variety and depth and passion in our industry.
What can you tell me about the music that I hear when you put me on hold?
You know, what I love about working in the candy industry is that candy is such a fun part of American culture. So, of course, everyone enjoys eating candy. But if you think about the variety of ways that candy also plays a part in our culture, you can buy candy stationery in the store. You can buy necklaces and jewelry and t-shirts with your favorite candy logos on them, and there are dozens and dozens of songs that have been written about or that feature candy in some way. At NCA, when you call and get put on hold, you might be listening to Lollipop or The Candyman or I Want Candy. Every time you call, you get a different piece of music on hold. It's just such a fun industry to work in.
Susan Whiteside, thank you very much.
Absolutely, thank you.